Bonjour à tous, on se retrouve, bonsoir plutôt, c'est déjà le soir, le soleil se couche sur Floref et on se retrouve sur Radio Esperanza pour une interview de la fanfare électro Meute. Ils viennent d'Allemagne, ils ont la classe et ils font danser les festivaliers du monde entier avec des reprises électro. Personne ne résiste à leur rythme et à leur mélodie. Ils sont dans notre studio et je vais leur poser quelques questions. Ils viennent d'Hambourg en Allemagne, donc on va parler anglais, mais je vais essayer de plus ou moins vous traduire ça au fur et à mesure. So, hello Meute, thank you for joining us tonight.
Bonsoir.
So you can speak French, apparently.
Oh oui, but just a little bit. Un petit peu.
So, why is marching band music works so well with electro? We're listening to it right now and it's like really punchy and electronic. How does it work?
Because it's the same.
It's the same. How?
I think techno music is just a way to reproduce marching band music with electronic instruments. And now we are reproducing it again back.
Mm-hmm. It's the other way around. And where did you guys met? What's your story?
We actually are from Hamburg, and Thomas, who's sitting here with me, he had the idea of for the band and for the project, and he basically, as you should do it, you just ask friends, musician friends that you work with, because you want to hang out with them, so you of course ask friends and people you like.
And good looking people.
And very good looking, that's actually most important in our case. Very good looking people. and that's how it works, you know, it's a very personal thing, you know, it's...
Mm-hmm. So you, how many are you in this band?
Like 11. 11 on stage.
Yeah, and you were all friends before that, or did you meet some new friends?
Colleagues from the Hamburg music scene. That's a very lively music scene in Hamburg because there are many clubs and bars and concerts and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. So you said you choose good-looking friends.
We are actually the two only ugly guys in the band.
Yes. So
the other guys are
really... But we can play the instruments.
Yeah, we play.
The other reason that... Yeah. Okay. Could get you into the band.
Well, I was gonna talk about your red jackets. They look so fly. They look amazing. Whose idea was it? Is it an homage to marching bands, or did you just want it to look cool?
Actually, it's both. It's an homage, but also we wanted to look cool, like the Beatles on the Sgt. Pepper album, or like Michael Jackson. Actually, he wears pretty much the same jacket as we do, and of course that looks cool, and so we show how different one jacket can be. It can really look square in the marching band where the people do the same moves and stuff like that, and it also can look cool if you try to be Michael Jackson.
But I must say the cool thing is Thomas, as I remember the story, he found these jackets online. And he even bought the jackets before actually, like, really finalizing the music or the band, right?
Yeah, it was kind of a parallel way.
And he found these jackets online and he just got them, which was, I think, really a genius move, because they are really old also. We didn't buy them new. They're, like, used. Somebody wanted to get rid of them because they were so old, you know. They didn't want to use them anymore, right? So he got them, and now we actually... You know, we gave them a new purpose, you know. Mm-hmm.
And everybody can see you from very far, so it's really useful too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how do you choose the songs that you are going to work with? Is it just like, oh, I really like this song, we should try it? Or is there like...
It's a decision from the heart, actually.
Yeah.
It touches us very deep, and we think that goes deep into the heart and into the soul, then we try to make our version of it very easy.
And some DJs, they replied to your music. How does it feel?
Yeah, very good. Because, of course, there's no guarantee if you make a rework of a track that the original producer likes it.
Yeah.
You know, you don't know. Mm-hmm. But in our case, I think every single one was like happy about it, right? So
yes.
So we actually got really, really positive feedbacks, you know, from mm-hmm. from all the guys, you know. So that's really nice for us because we feel they also appreciate that what we do, and we actually feel free to do it because we don't have to be afraid they might not like it or something.
Mm-hmm.
But every track is new, so you never know.
Yeah. And on YouTube, you also have a lot of views. Is it a surprise? Are you happy about it? I saw like a clip was like 4.5 million views. That's a lot.
Yes, of course. I think everyone likes it.
Yeah.
Of course, that's great.
Is there gonna be new clips soon or? Yeah.
Always.
Always.
Yeah. And you performed in tons of different cities and festivals. What's your favorite thing about those festivals, about this atmosphere? Is it a too difficult question?
For me personally, it doesn't really... Festivals is nice, but clubs are nice too, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know if you refer to the festival as a festival, because you are a festival. We like festivals because you might have people that don't know you before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because on a club show, the people come exactly for us.
Mm-hmm.
But on festivals, you have plenty of people who might have heard of the band, but mm-hmm. a lot of people who don't know the band maybe. And, you know, we have the chance to kind of convince them of our music. So that's maybe the interesting part of festivals, you know, when
yeah.
There's a lot of people who might not know, especially in foreign countries where we are, you know, still kind of a new act, you know. So
yeah.
And also sometimes you're just entering like a different world, like here for example, you see this castle and the people, and we just said that it's like in the Middle Age when people we thought how was it in a thousand years ago when the people were celebrating parties here at this castle. And so it's always very nice to you go to a festival, and they're always, when it's a good festival, it opens the door to a different world, and that's mm-hmm. very nice as well. And you see the people are always also in the different world,
mm-hmm.
and everything is very special.
So before we ask the last question that will be around this year's thematic, maybe we should listen a little bit to your music. Thank you. retour sur Radio Esperanza. Et on est toujours avec Meut. J'espère que vous arrivez à suivre en anglais. Sinon, bah, faites-vous aider. Il y aura le podcast et ça va aller. Vous inquiétez pas, on va y aller doucement. So, guys, I have two more questions about you. So, first of all, Meut, where does that come from? In French, we know what this means, but why?
Actually, we have the same word in Germany.
Yeah?
The word is Meute. Mm-hmm. And it has exactly the same meaning, mm-hmm. like a bunch of wolves or dogs or people. Mm-hmm. Or well.
Who had the idea?
Actually, I had the idea.
Really?
There's conflict around here.
No.
And your logo, who draw it? Is it?
It's a designer from Hamburg. And yeah. I don't know if you realize that the letters of the word Meute or the letters of the word Meut are inside the logo.
Oh, they're all in it.
Yes, they're all in it. So, oh, and yeah. Also it looks like a... Was heißt Wappen?
An Indian...
Emblem.
An emblem. Yeah.
Emblem and mm-hmm. also yeah, a mix of tradition, like a old marching band, and also a little bit modern techno electronic style. So. Mm-hmm. We try to mix the words into this single logo. Mm-hmm.
And is there a leader or do you just all work together? How does it work?
No, Thomas founded the band.
Yeah.
And he's running the band, so he's the boss. Mm-hmm. But as he said before, since there are a lot of really creative, really fresh people in the band, it's really open to, I think, make pitch songs and tracks. So but Thomas is the guy who is running the band.
Mm-hmm. And is he a good boss?
Absolutely. The best boss I ever had in my life.
So about the theme, it's the decline of the male empire. Do you consider yourself as feminist? Does this theme inspires you?
That sounds good.
It sounds good.
I'm a feminist.
Yeah. How about you? Do you think you are?
Well, this would be like, I mean, we could read. Of course. I mean, I would totally sign what you're saying, but it's a really
complicated,
huge subject. We could really discuss it all night, mm-hmm. and I would really be happy to.
Yeah.
So that's really hard to answer, like in a mm-hmm. quick sentence. So what?
But I think there would be less wars in the world.
Absolutely.
When there were more women in leadership. Yeah. I'm really convinced of that.
And in Germany, is there also this whole movement, this whole kind of revolution about feminism those years? Or because here, since Me Too, and we also had a hashtag like Balance Ton Porc, it means tell your pigs away, tell who he is. Do you have also that in Germany?
I think the Me Too subject has been or is really present, mm-hmm. which is very important. But I'm really into, like, you know, reading about politics, mm-hmm. and really participating in what happens. And there, I must say, I'm a bit still absolutely disappointed seeing, like, most of the top positions being in the hands of men, you know. Mm-hmm. They're doing a really bad job, especially right now in Germany.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least you've got...
We have a chancellor, right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Angela Merkel, she's the only...
Yeah,
big figure in Europe, I think, in as a woman.
Yeah, and I must say that must be so tough. I mean, if I see some or most of her opponents, or even, you know, like partners, you know, mm-hmm. must be extremely difficult for her to mm-hmm. to manage her job. But I think she's doing a good job, you know. But it's mm-hmm.
yeah. And you are only boys in the. In the band, is it, why is marching bands a boy universe, or is there girls also that do it? Or
actually, we're just boys on stage, which is but there's no, actually no reason for it. It's just by accident. But behind stage, we right now always have three girls with us working in the management, working in the leadership. Mm-hmm. So so that's not a decision of us to mm-hmm. to say that's a job for boys playing in the marching band. So
since you asked that, I think in music business, I mean, there's still more, way more guys, mm-hmm. but I you can really see there's a lot of girls and women coming up working, you know. I think there really has been a change in the last 30 years or something, you mm-hmm. know. So that's
in techno too. It's
I don't know. I don't know. DJs, producers, I don't know. It's probably still male dominated.
I went to Tomorrowland, there was only male. Yeah.
but in the music scene in general, there is already a lot of women, mm-hmm. and that's, well, probably still more guys, but I have the feeling there's
it's going
some
the right
progress.
Way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think women have many possibilities and have really good possibilities and should take the possibilities. And if they want to be a famous DJ, then
yeah, absolutely.
Go,
of course.
Go and do it. I think everybody is happy. The festival makers are happy. The festival visitors are happy. The male DJs are happy when there is another DJ which is female. I think the music scene is very free and liberal, and there nobody is thinking, oh, I want to have women on the stage. Mm-hmm. I think nobody mm-hmm. in the music business thinks like that.
Yeah, okay. Well, thank you very much for coming here, for your time. You are going to play tonight. Are you excited? Is it like a big stage? So it's.
Of course. Always.
Is the Belgian public is nice, do you think?
Yeah, we'd see. Last time the Belgian public was really drunk when we played in the because they won this football match.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sorry about that.
It was funny. It was really funny. So now we will see how they are when they're not drunk.
Yeah, okay. We're going to try not to be too drunk.
Maybe they're drunk. It's going to be at midnight, right?
At midnight.
They might be drunk.
A little bit. well, thank you very much. On était sur Radio Esperanza. C'était l'interview du groupe Meute que vous pouvez retrouver ce soir à Floref à minuit. Je pense que c'est sur la grande scène Futuro. Mais je dis peut-être une petite bêtise, il faudrait vérifier ça. Mais en tout cas, si vous êtes à Esperanza, passez par là. Ça va être génial. Et on se retrouve un peu plus tard.
Merci.
Mm-hmm.